May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So in the gospel lesson for today, John the Baptist comes proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. In other words, you better move from where you are onto the side of God. Move to God's side. Better get it done before the Messiah comes. Dun, dun, dun. Now, if I was preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, which our baptism is a little bit different from John's. Our baptism is a baptism of the Holy Spirit. So that, yes, there is repentance, in fact, daily repentance in the baptism we do as Christians. And yes, there is the fear of God in the baptism we do as Christians. But our understanding is that we do not move to God's side. Rather, God comes to us and sweeps us up into God's hopes and dreams and life and love like the waves of a beach. That's how it goes for us, a baptism of the Holy Spirit. But if I was proclaiming John's baptism, I would try to kind of sell you on it. I would try to make it a little bit pleasing in your eyes, show that it's beneficial for everyone. Don't you want to be on God's side when the Messiah comes? Don't you want to be in the right place spiritually when the Messiah comes so that we can get into the good place and not go to the bad place and all of that, you see? And I would say, let us love our neighbor. Let us deal honestly and speak truthfully so that we can be on God's side when the Messiah comes. That's what I would try. I kind of try to make it a positive sort of thing. Does John the Baptist make it a positive sort of thing? Is he trying to sell you on this? No. What does he say? You brood of vipers! Who want you or the rat to come? Who's going to buy into that? Oh my goodness. And yet people come, they come in crowds, they come in piles, they're standing room only. What is this all about? How can this be? Now, to be clear, the repentance that John the Baptist proclaims is a little bit different from some of the ways that we use the word repentance. On occasion, we hear the word repentance said rather loudly, but about things that Jesus says absolutely nothing, not a word. So this is what John the Baptist proclaims repentance for. He says, if somebody has no coat and you have two coats, you give that person your extra coat. Same thing for food. If you have extra food and there's somebody who doesn't have any food, give that person that food that you have. St. John Chrysostom, that means St. John the Silver Tongue, he was a guy who wrote the worship service that we use and the worship service that we have been using for the last millennium and a half. St. John Chrysostom said that if you have two pairs of shoes and there's somebody that has no shoes at all, then you're stealing from them. In God's eyes, that's their pair of shoes that you've got. Did I say that the coming of Christ would be challenging? That the Christ child would bring the gift of blessed discomfort? So why does John the Baptist have so many people come to him? I wonder whether it might be because he's telling the truth and not trying to sell anybody or please. You know, because we get sold all the time. People try to sell us stuff all the time. You know, people will do anything. They will offer anything. They will say anything to obtain our money, to obtain our time, to obtain our attention, to obtain our vote, to obtain our souls. They will say or do or offer almost anything. In fact, you know, they've got algorithms in the computer that cooks the news for you so that the only thing you see is stuff that you will agree with. Or the stuff that will make you mad, and instead of thinking about some other way of looking at the world, you say, oh, or we say, or I know I say sometimes, oh, how dumb those other people are that disagree with me. Oh, how bad they are. Anything at all, the algorithms will cook to keep you watching, watching that ad. All important advertisement so that we will buy their soap. John the Baptist does not do that. He doesn't do that. He tries to tell the truth about the coming of Christ. So, here's my point. Jesus does not come to sell us anything. Jesus comes to love. The Christ child does not come to please. The Christ child comes to save.